crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We'll talk high school baseball on this edition of the Coach's Corner. High school baseball season came to an end this past weekend. Both Carbon and Emory falling in the one-loss bracket. We're going to talk Emory High School baseball right now. Now, the Spartans did win one game at the 3A State Championship Tournament. Came up short against Summit Academy 14-0. They survived an elimination contest against Grand 3-2 and then suffered a loss last Thursday to Carbon 5-1. Joining us right now to talk about the 3A State Tournament and recap the entire season, we have manager Rob Smith right now with us. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely. Season's come to an end. You've had about a week to kind of reflect on the way things did come to a close. We'll start by talking about the 3A tournament. The loss to Summit Academy put you guys in a difficult spot. You did rebound against Grand. You and I have talked about that. Let's talk about the 5-1 loss to Carbon. It seemed like for the first three innings, you guys were right there, right where you needed to be.
Yeah, we played good baseball. As we talked all year, four or less errors. We hit the three errors in the first three innings. Challenged the kids to not make any more. Unfortunately, we didn't, and that's when they scored the four or five runs to go ahead.
I'm sure if you assess the way Cade pitched in this game, he was great.
Yeah, I think he ended with less than 90 pitches in a full game.
Mm-hmm.
We make a couple couple plays behind him, and we're right in it.
I know, all year we've talked about the errors, Coach, and it really, I guess the state tournament kind of put things in perspective for me on why you put such a major emphasis on these errors. I mean, the fact is you got such a strict pitch count, you have to rely on your defense to come up with outs. I mean, you have to put the pitcher has to put the ball where the opposing team can hit it.
Yeah, I agree. Pitch to contact, make plays behind them, and give ourselves a chance. We did that. Our pitching staff did that really well this year. I almost pitch one guy a game every game all year. And that's just a testament of throwing the ball for strikes and giving us a chance. Some games we made plays behind them, some games we didn't.
Carbon now, I believe, 3-0, I believe, Carbon is against, your own three against Carbon, if we go back over the last 2 years, correct?
Yeah.
Is that tough for the seniors, I mean, knowing that over the last 2 years they didn't beat Carbon, or is that something that maybe gets a little bit more overhyped, I guess, knowing that these two teams are in the Castle Country?
I think it gets a little overhyped in baseball. Both schools are more of a basketball program. Hopefully that will change. Go out as my goal is to make Emory a competitive team throughout the whole state.
Well, you guys definitely did at times this season. One of the things that I guess was noticeable at the 3A state tournament, four runs in three games. Coach, middle of the season, I mean, an 11-run output against San Juan, an 11-run game. I know against South Sevier, scored six or eight runs. I can't remember what it was against. Maybe it was 8 and 6 runs again against San Juan and South Sevier. So it seemed like the team was peaking offensively in the middle of the season. What was the big difference between that four or five game stretch compared to the last three that we saw offensively?
Mindset. Kind of going away from what we were doing. Kind of got a little selfish there, just trying to help our own stats, I think. Instead of just going out and trying to get the bat to the next person.
I guess when the season's on the line, it's probably only natural for a 17-year-old kid to kind of press a little bit, right, and try to make things happen.
Agree. Yep.
That's kind of what happened, I guess, late in the season.
Yeah, I think so. A couple kids started going into a little bit of a slump, and then they pressed, and we didn't hit as well. Hitting is contagious.
Yeah.
1 through 9, if you guys are hitting, a few guys will hit behind them, but we struggled there at the end, and I mean, we didn't put up the runs we needed to and didn't play good, clean defense.
I know you guys had kind of a different start to the season. I mean, as far as the schedule goes, there wasn't a lot of baseball to be played here locally, yet you guys got off to a pretty hot start. Did you play your best baseball at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I would say the beginning and then the middle of the season, we played our best baseball.
It's got to be frustrating for a manager.
It does. I was talking to my assistant, Cody. The last 6 out of 7 games, we had 6-plus errors per game. Hard to win a baseball game with that.
Definitely. Again, when you're pitching to contact as well.
Yep.
It kind of plays hand in hand.
Yep.
Again, our guest right now is manager Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, I do know there was a good group of seniors, a large number of seniors. You guys had 7 going into the state championship tournament. Let's talk about some of the positives from the senior class. What did they bring to the team this year?
Example. Mm-hmm. They're good examples. My young kids learned a lot from them. There might have been some positive things and some negative things, but what we learn from it and we move on and hopefully grow from it. It
seemed like effort was never really an issue with this team.
No, they always had a lot of heart. If you go back and look at a lot of the games that we were losing, we put up a lot of runs in the 6th, 7th inning, 5th, 6th, 7th. So, they did show heart that way. That's probably their biggest strength.
I know one of the things that probably is a little bit harder to swallow with this team, the fact that you guys were so close in so many games. I mean, really, when you go back and you look at it, this team could have won a region championship. I mean, they were really, really close in that regard.
Yeah. It goes back to making a couple plays. Both times against Richfield, we make a couple plays where we have the lead, if not win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Against Manti, 2-2 in the 8th, we have a few errors. We lose that game. And even in the next one, we the ball bounces our way a couple of times, and we win the next one against Manti too. So that's the thing about baseball: is the ball bounces your way, you win. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So
let's talk about the underclassmen. I know you're excited about this group, and you'll be entering your 3rd year as manager next season, which means that you've had 3 years with these kids. I mean, outside of the freshmen, if you take a look at a sophomore who'll be a senior, they're pretty familiar with Coach Rob Smith. So this is finally your group. Tell me about the excitement surrounding the underclassmen.
I'm excited for them. They got a good baseball IQ, which is really good. They love the sport. They hit the ball well. They feel the ball well. Going forward, I'm excited.
Who are some of the kids next year that you're going to have to rely on heavily? Maybe as a couple of players that'll set the team identity. Do you have a couple of those kids pegged?
Yeah and no. A lot of them haven't had any varsity experience. Kind of some that did. Bron Gordon, Tegan Christman, Brax Jensen, they're going to be huge for us. They are going to be the seniors. And they set the tone with their attitudes, and going forward, they should help us a ton. Younger guys, Luke Stilson and Cove Johansson will be huge for us as well.
And I was talking to you a little bit off of the air about Cove, and you said you're going to have to rely on him heavily on the mound next season.
Yeah, him and Luke rely heavily with them pitching and then kind of fill in from there.
You had mentioned maybe a pitching by committee approach going into next season. That's got to be fun from a manager standpoint, because there's a little bit more strategery that goes into that.
Yeah. Nobody has had any varsity pitching experience going forward from here. Like I told you off air, take the Tampa Bay Rays, get a guy going, bring somebody in, use it strategically of how the team hits that we're facing.
Now that the baseball season is over, I know Legion season pops right up. I don't know how many kids from Emory will be participating in Legion or not, but what's your plans in the summer for this program?
We're going to try to practice a couple times a week, have a few games, a few doubleheaders here and there, just mostly trying to get the kids some at-bats and out-playing.
Do you try to encourage the kids to play Legion ball at all?
I did. I encouraged them all to come try out and see what happened, and I don't know if any of them did or not, but it's good. I mean, baseball is a game that you have to play almost year-round.
I know that you definitely work year-round, because if we're talking about football or basketball, you're always there fundraising, so I'm sure there'll be more of that as well going into the offseason.
Yeah, we just got done our last fundraiser for this year, and we'll start up again here in the fall.
Outside of that, Coach, I mean, I guess if you have to look back and kind of assess the season as a whole, what's your takeaway from it? I mean, how would you assess it?
Close. I would say we were close. We were right there. It's a little disappointing, because I feel like we were better than what we showed.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if you go back and you look at some of the scores, a 10-0 loss to Richfield, that wasn't a 10-0 game. A 7-2 loss to Manti, that was not a 7-2 game. And so you kind of have to watch the game in order to get that feel for it of how close those really were.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, the 10-0, it was 1-0 in the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
A couple errors and it spiraled out of control. The Manti 7-2 game, 2-2 in the eighth, things spiraled out of control. So like I said, the games were close. Could have went either way.
Before we go, before we end this segment, Coach, we'll talk about the assistants on your staff as well. You expect most of them to be back next season, which is always a great thing. Continuity is huge in high school sports.
Yeah, Cody, Jay, and Ryan, great help for me. They are all planning on coming back. We all kind of have the same philosophy, and so that will help a lot going forward.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I always appreciate you making the time to come on down to the studio and have a conversation about baseball. Congratulations on completing your second season, and I know before you know it, we'll be talking again, so thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios.